We're talking with Ken, who is a patient of mine and who has seen significant change in his life and the quality of his life by simply taking control and getting a personalized nutritional healing program or strategy, right, Ken?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And so what is the most challenging part of your I want to go back and say something. Now, I told you to avoid grains and fruits and sugars, and that was what you tested for, but that's also because you're a diabetic.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's not necessarily what everybody has to change to, right?
Oh, yeah, I understand that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's designed for my body.
Right. Just wanted to let everybody know that before everybody went, oh, my God, what am I going to do if I don't get my honey?
I like the fact that which I liked was I could eat potatoes and sausage or a hamburger, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Bun and eggs, and you know, so it was...
A good trade-off.
Yeah, I'm not disappointed on the foods I have to eat. I just, you know, got to think about what I'm eating. That's about all.
And that's important, of course. I mean, you have to think about it. Remember before, maybe you weren't thinking about it quite as much.
Yeah, not at all, really.
Oh, what a great guy. Yeah, not at all. And that's totally true. For most people, they're not thinking about it at all because our entire medical, you know, sort of point of view, you know, is that oftentimes, you know, what you eat doesn't matter. And when they tell you what to eat, then you ultimately learn that doesn't have any merit either. Right?
Like I said, you need to have your own body test. That's all I can say that makes the difference.
What was the most
right person doing it? So
what's the most challenging part of the program, or what was the most challenging part of the program? If there was one.
Yeah, I was going to say I can't really think of one. You know, it's just watching what you eat. I would say that'd be, you know, and now I look at what the ingredients are, which I didn't really pay attention to much before, you know, the sugar grams and all that kind of stuff.
And wasn't that a wake-up call?
Yeah, because, I mean, the thing is, when you start seeing results, and like I said, they happen so quickly within, you know, 8 weeks, you definitely know you're on the right track, and the fact that you're watching things, it's working, so...
Right. So you keep
what
doing.
Do now.
You keep doing what you keep doing what you need to do. So what are the biggest surprises since you began your nutritional transformation?
That it would happen this quick.
Yeah.
The fact that the only thing I was a little disappointed at first was I just wasn't getting that energy, you know, which I've mentioned to you. I said, you know, I'm doing all the right stuff, but this energy ain't coming, and all of a sudden, boom, it happens.
So, and then when
I'm really pleased because now I can do the exercises I want to do, definitely I'll feel a lot better now, probably another, you know, 6 weeks than I did before, just the fact that I can do more exercises.
And I think this time thing is really important to talk about just a bit, because when you came in and I talked to you about this, I made a pretty big deal about the fact that you should not be looking for symptomatic change in the short term, didn't I?
Yeah, you said it'd probably take me 6 months or longer.
Exactly. And the fact that it happened more quickly for you, I just want to let our listening audience know, is number one, you never resisted on any level. When I told you these are the foods you needed to avoid and these are the foods you should focus on, you just went and did
everything you told me to do.
Yeah. Yeah. You just did everything that I recommended. And you know, I mean, the fact that it happened that quickly really, honestly, is a testament to that. And it's also a testament to the fact that you hadn't been taking your medications for, 10, 15, 20 years.
Yeah, I think so, too, yeah.
Yeah. So there are some, you know, once again, it's sort of individual. But at the end of the day, symptoms are easy. Helping people with symptoms are easy, and you would attest to that right now, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
But the healing process, you can't heal a 50 or a 60-year-old body in 8 weeks.
Well, yeah, I agree, but I made some big strides by following your directions to the T.
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly right. And so clearly, your efforts are proving worthwhile, right?
I would say I'm probably back about 5 years where I was at about 5 years ago.
Wow. Wow.
My energy level, wow. Say at least 5 years.
And you came and came to a talk, one of my seminars. Any value for some folks out there? Would you recommend that?
No, I haven't been there yet.
You haven't been there?
No, I haven't been there yet.
Uh-huh.
I've been wanting to, but, you know, just something keeps coming up. But,
so you're going to be attending, aren't
I'll
you?
I'll eventually get there.
You're going to be attending, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
No, great.
Because I want to bring some other people with me.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So what would you recommend to anybody out there who hasn't been paying attention, is suffering from some chronic functional, you know, situation, or is in, you know, was in your shoes?
I would say that I would at least go in and get tested by you and read your book first, probably, so you feel comfortable, and because your method of doing things are different than, you know, what's conventional, and that's probably why it works.
Oh, you got a great sense of humor.
So, I mean, that's all I can say is, you know, from my experience, from my aunt's experience, and she is older than I am, and she, you know, did very well, and
right.
I don't know how tight she followed the program, or, you know, how fast she, you know, got her energy back. I can't really, all I know is she was going pretty regular for about 6 months.
So. Right. And she did, and she did really well. So it can't be the aging. It can't be the aging.
Oh yeah, that's exactly what I felt when I, you know, saw what happened to her. I, you know, it's not the aging.
Right.
Which know, so it's you know, it's you are what you eat, I guess.
Yeah, and actually, you know what I say? It's really you are what you ate. And there's a little bit of a difference there. It's just the verb tense, but it turns out yes, you can have acute reactions to some things that you eat. And now, you know, when you eat something you shouldn't, you know, right?
Yeah, well, I haven't really gone there, so I don't know. But all I know is
you're way too good.
Now is working.
Obviously, the teacher's pet. That's what you. But some people do, and they see it right away. But, yeah, you are what you ate. Well, that's really terrific. Kent, thank you so much for sharing this. I really, really, really appreciate it because, you know, I can sit on the other end of this microphone and, you know, just, you know, talk about nutrition response testing and how great it is and find, you know, by having the people who, you know, come in and utilize it, as I have personally, and then experience the kinds of improvements that, you know, well, that you've experienced. It's pretty far out, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I have to thank you for what you've done for me. So.
Oh, you're totally welcome. And thank you very much for spending this time, Ken. I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Uh-huh.
All right.